With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The fatal shooting of a motorist by an ICE agent in Minneapolis, giving protesters another excuse to take to the streets. The motorist was shot as agents struggled to enforce federal immigration law amid day-long efforts by agitating demonstrators to thwart their efforts.
Anger in Minneapolis after an ICE officer shot and killed a driver. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem alleged the woman was trying to run over agents.
She had been stalking and impeding their work all throughout the day. ICE agents repeatedly ordered her to get out of the car and to stop obstructing law enforcement, but she refused to obey their commands.
To Minnesotans, I say this. I feel your anger. I'm angry.
But Governor Tim Walz says
they want a show. We can't give it to them. We cannot. If you protest and express your First Amendment rights, please do so peacefully as you always do.
And Noem says that people need to stop using their vehicles as weapons. She says the agent who fired the shots yesterday was previously attacked by an anti-ICE protester who hit him with a vehicle and then dragged him for some distance. That was 7 months ago. The House has voted to move ahead on a health care bill over the objections of the Republican leadership.
Nine GOP lawmakers joined Democrats to win a test vote on a bill that would extend health insurance subsidies that expired last month. The tally of 221 to 205 means that the House will formally vote on a three-year extension. All of this came about because enough Republicans joined with Democrats in signing a so-called discharge petition to force the vote, overpowering House Speaker Mike Johnson. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There's a manhunt for the gunman who killed two people outside a Mormon church in Salt Lake City yesterday. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 170 points. This is SRN News. The Texas Methodist Foundation has awarded more than $900,000 in grant funding to dozens of churches and nonprofit ministries. Correspondent Bill Alexander reports.
Those 68 churches and nonprofit ministries are located in Texas and New Mexico. Recipients of the funding include a ministry that serves 8,000 hot meals each month to people in crisis, a church that works with the homeless population, and a worshiping community for deaf students. The grants are designed to empower churches and nonprofits that provide evangelism through various programs and services. Bill Alexander reporting.
An NFL player is leaning into his Christian faith after a gut-wrenching loss last weekend. The Baltimore Ravens rookie kicker missed a field goal at the end of the game that abruptly ended the team's season. Tyler Loop expressing his deep disappointment after the game, but he also talked about the importance of his faith in dealing with the situation. This is SRN News. California stands to lose $160 million in federal transportation funds for dragging its feet on revoking the commercial driver's licenses of 17,000 immigrants who have overstayed their visas.
The state notified those drivers in the fall that they would lose their licenses after a federal audit found problems, including licenses for truckers and bus drivers that remained valid long after an immigrant's visa expired. But then last week, California said it would delay those revocations until March after immigrant groups sued the state. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said the state was supposed to revoke those licenses by Monday. Keith Peters, Washington.
America's employers posted far fewer jobs in November than the previous month. It's a sign that employers are not yet ramping up hiring, even as growth has picked up. The report suggests that the low-hire, low-fire job market is still with us. More details at SRNnews.com.